W8 meeting. W8 meeting mobile about 5 minutes.
TEANU monitoring statement one.
KEAZRI monitoring statewide one.
KEALIS statewide one.
KEAZRI monitoring.
KEAZRI, KEALIS. Name here is Dean. How are you doing today?
I am doing great. I am just doing fantastic. I just got this stupid video to work. I got nobody to help me and just figured out everything on my own. I finally got this thing to work, I think. How do I sound? Over.
Loud and clear, 5-9. Might be a little bit close to the mic or gain a little high, but you sound good. Very copyable.
Okay. Great. I'll back off the mic a little bit. I don't know where to be on this thing. Man, what a headache trying to figure out these DMR radios. I think I got it set up on the MI5, on all the MI5 repeaters, but I wasn't hearing anything coming through the radio, so I didn't know if it was working or not. I'm so glad to hear from you. Over.
Yep, you're on the MI5, and it's not like a typical analog.
I'm on the Mount Clemens repeater. I am mobile with a handheld. I don't know how much longer I'll be able to maintain communications with you. So if I cut out, so be it. But I am westbound on I-94 heading towards the airport. Over.
Okay. I know that the Mount Clemens machine has a really good footprint. Currently I'm at County Line and 26 Mile. But yeah, I've been all over the place and used this one. I think the Detroit repeater has a footprint over by the airport, I believe. I'd have to go on the CMN website and look at the heat map to actually see, but all sorts of down there, there's repeaters that will cover everywhere where you are. You just got to program them. And then figure out roaming mode, which I haven't even figured out. I did the same thing as you. I got a DMR and I kind of taught myself and it took forever, and I actually set the radio down for about a year, and then I started playing with it again, and then I found this network, and I love it.
That's exactly the same thing that happened with me. I was playing with the DMR, and I couldn't get it to work. I set it down for a year, and I brought it back up, and then I got into the MI5 network, and now I'm you're the second guy I talked to. I talked to one guy for just a second. N-A-W-R-O, Tim. And I spoke with him just for a second, and then it went dead again, and then you came up on the radio. Over.
Yep, Tim is almost always monitoring. It actually wouldn't surprise me if Tim's in here right now listening. He's always listening. There's a handful of us Macomb County guys that always have our radios on. But I'm definitely glad you got it working. I think you will definitely enjoy it.
Yeah. Now the next thing to do is figure out that Grandmeister or the TGIF, or I got to figure out how to get those to work. Those different talk groups. That's my next thing. And I don't think this mobile radio does roaming, but I was thinking about buying. What did I say? I don't think this handheld radio does roaming, but I'm thinking about buying a mobile because I've got a long commute to go to work, an hour and a half to get to work and back, so it gives me plenty of time to monitor and listen. So I was thinking about putting a mobile in the car and, you know, getting one with roaming. Over.
Kilo Echo 8, Lima Alpha X-ray for ID. Yeah, just there's a lot of different stuff out there. So just make sure that for the features that you're looking for, that you definitely do research on the radio before purchasing. That would be my advice, because some mobiles have it, some handhelds have it. Actually, my handheld has it. I just haven't figured out exactly how to use it. Back over to you.
Yeah, I think what you got to do is make up a roaming list, and that's as far as my knowledge goes. You make up like a list, like a zone list, I guess, and you make up a list for roaming, and then somehow you activate it, and it just gets activated. It starts roaming, you know, when you're moving around. I don't know. I got to figure that out, too.
Fair enough, but, yeah, like I said, DMR is a whole other animal, so, don't be discouraged by the time that it took you. It definitely happens. And then the Brandmeister and the hotspots, that's a whole other animal that will drive you absolutely bonkers. So if you get into that, just kind of take your time, do your research, because that'll drive you crazy too.
Yeah, I guess I'm a glutton for punishment, so I won't give up. I really like this, and I won't give up, and I'll keep playing with it, and I'll get it to work. I got this far on the DMR, so, hey, you got to get off here, don't you? Oh, no, you can take a 90. Yep, looking forward to messing with that, but I can't do it today. I got to go pick somebody up at the airport. And then we're going to mess around with it a little bit this afternoon, and then we're going to monitor the radio for the emergency event that's going to happen tomorrow. I'm looking forward to that. The emergency event with the ARPSD is from 8:30 to 12, and I'm going to be monitoring the radio for that. Over.
KE8LAX. Yeah, I'll actually be participating in that. I'm a member of the Macomb County ARPSC. So we will be on that bright and early. Are you going to be listening analog or DMR?
I'm going to be listening on both radios. I'm going to be working on my computer, and I'm going to be listening to both radios. I'd like to make join the ARPSC, or is it, what's it called, Amateur Radio Public Service Council or something? I'm interested in joining up with them. I am the communications officer for the United States Coast Guard Auxiliary Flotilla 29, and there's not much happening over there in the auxiliary right now with radios. We don't have a lot of radio facilities. We don't have any radio facilities, actually. So I'd probably like to get involved with the ARPSC. Over.
I could be wrong, but it sounds like you're just starting to catch the fringe of this machine. I could be wrong, it could just be a dead spot, but you're starting to go a little bit digital, but I can still understand you. And I think I heard Kim talk about you. I heard something about somebody in the Coast Guard. So yeah, I mean that would be awesome. We're always looking for people to join up and help.
Yeah, I'm down here 8 Mile and 94. 8 Mile and 94, I'm probably going to be not hitting the repeater probably pretty soon, I guess. Yeah, looking forward to it. It's the Coast Guard involved with the emergency event also.
Yep, you're starting to drop in and out. Well, if that's something you're interested in, I believe Tim is your... W8RO is your go-to guy. So yeah, and he's always listening on the 7.2 and statewide one. So definitely keep in contact with him if you're interested. I will let you try to get back in again, but you were dropping out pretty good. This is KE8LAX.
Okay, this is KE8ZRI. I guess we'll be signing off because I'm losing you here.
Copy that, 7-3s. This is KE8LAX monitoring. Yeah, to comment on the whole roaming thing, I would suggest just making the zone for MI5 and then put like the top ones that you know you're going to be on, map your route out, and just let, you know, Mount Clemens, Detroit, Novi, and just switch them manually as you need to. The roaming stuff, at least on an anything example, doesn't work very well. I met a long time ago, and I found out that I was just out between Clemens and Detroit anyways, and so I just wanted to put the two in there, and that's the end of it for me. But if you guys figure out roaming, that's cool. I know the Motorola's do a better job, but they could have that Ike connect. But like something like an N-Tone, the roaming won't work right, in my experience anyways. Maybe there's a lot of bad experience. Hey, Beta.
Copy that. Yeah, I think I'm gonna make a zone with a couple of different repeaters, but all on the same talk group, and then activate roaming and see if that's my trick. So that'll be one of my next things. But I'm not gonna mess with my radio until after the set, so that I don't mess anything up because I will definitely need it. I don't know what machine you're on, but it sounds like you're also kind of on the fringe. This is Kilo Echo 8, Lima Alpha X-Ray.
Yeah, that's surprising. I'm only like 5 miles away from the Mount Clemens. I wonder why the window, maybe this is better.
You're copyable. I can completely understand you, but I definitely got some packet loss, if you will, some digital breakup, but I can copy you.
Okay, very interesting. You might have something to do with this radio, so I like him and Mike Clinton. That's what I do. All right, I'll let you go. KFAS.
I believe that was KFAS. This is Kilo Echo 8 Lima Alpha X-Ray 73s and monitoring.
KE8ZRI listening.
KE8ZRI, this is KE8LAX. You're loud and clear now.
Yeah, W8LAX. Could you come back with your call sign again and your first name?
Kilo Echo 8 Lima Alpha X-Ray. The name here is Dean.
Lima Alpha X-Ray. Your first name was what again?
The first name is Dean, Delta, Echo, Alpha, November.
Oh, okay, Gene. Yeah, I switched repeaters to the Detroit repeater, and I guess we're working again. Over.
Yep, you're loud and clear. So, yeah, you got out of the Mount Clemens and switched over to Detroit, and you're loud and clear again. So, yeah, like I said, the system overlaps. If you look at the heat map, a lot of these repeaters overlap by a few miles. So if you learn where you go, even if you don't have roaming, if you learn where you're at and where you can reach and where you can't, you can generally switch. I've noticed that KJO Tom is really, really good at that. It's impressive. He knows right when to switch them. So there's actually talk group, or sorry, statewide 1, statewide 2, event 1, event 2, event 3, and event 4. There is different time slots, though. Talk group, statewide 1 is time slot 1, and statewide 2 is time slot 2, and then it goes that way all the way down the list. 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2. So you do have to program those in with the same frequency, but you generally can do that, but I'm not 100% sure because I have no experience with the Anytone system.
Okay, yeah, roger that. Yeah, this isn't an Anytone radio, it's a Baofeng DM1701, and I have all the repeaters already programmed for time slot 1. I think I'm going to have to repeat all those programmings for time slot 2. I might have misspoken for talk group, but I have to do it for time slot 2.
Correct. Also, have you gone to the CMN website and signed up for their notification list that informs you when you are and are not allowed to transmit on certain talk groups?
No, negative. I have not done that, but I will do that as soon as I get back home from picking up this person at the airport. And I'll also program in all the special event channels, all the MI5CM special event channels. I know you're not supposed to broadcast on those unless you have permission.
That is correct, but because let's for hypothetical sake say statewide 2 is on time slot 2 and event 2 is also on time slot 2. So there is a list when you go on CMN's website, if you go into the MI5 network, there's a link that you can click to sign up for the notification list. And the reason for that is if they employ or deploy one of the event channels, you cannot talk on one of the statewides, whichever one is using that time slot. So they have a list that notifies the system's users of when and when they cannot operate on certain talk groups. So that's very important. Please definitely sign up for that.
Roger that. Yeah, I will. As soon as I get back, I'll do that. It was late at night when I was programming this radio, so I forgot to do it. But, yeah. I saw that, and I will do that when I get back. I can see the importance for that. Over. Did I lose you? We're at the lodge right now. Over.
Nope, you're loud and clear. I think my radio didn't connect when I keyed up. But yeah, it's they do a great job on this, and there's a couple rules. Like when you're operating on here, you have to make sure that talker alias is off, and also you have to make sure that it's set to polite to color code, and I forget what the other terminology for it is, but it makes it to where you can't key up and step on somebody when they're transmitting. Those are the main important ones.
Yeah, I was looking for that. Those settings in the GD77 software when I was programming the radio, and I did not see those. I had seen those settings in some other software that I was using a long time ago when I was trying to program the radio without success. There was a thing called activity. You set the activity for always or only when it's not busy or something else. I think there were 3 settings on there. But that color code 3 thing that Tim was talking about kind of confused me. I didn't see that in the new GD77 software that I'm using with this DM1701 radio. But I did see it in the other software, so I don't know. I'm really confused. Boy, I don't know. How do they expect everybody to know all these things about these DMR radios? Are so complicated. Over.
Yeah, well, I mean, every manufacturer, because DMR is kind of like an open source protocol, if you would. You know, everybody's got their own software and their own kind of way of doing it, but DMR is more of a standard that they follow. But yeah, the other terminology was color code free, or polite to color code, depending on your software. But if it's open GD77, you should be able to go on Google and someone should have some information for you. But I am going to have to say 73s. I'm on the motorcycle. I was just talking on the handheld while I was stopped, and I need to hit the road again. So 7-3s, you have a good rest of your day, and maybe I'll catch you on the air again. This is Kilo Echo 8 Lima Alpha X-ray.
Okay, Gene, thank you very much for coming back to me, KE8LAX. This is KE8ZRI. We're going to be clear in 73s. Out.
KE8LAX, 73CT. Just a quick hello. And I'm envious. You're riding the motorcycle. Have a good afternoon, sir. I'm just saying hi. NAPDZ out.
NAPDZ, NAPDZ, this is KYNU. Are you on bike? NAPDZ, NAPDZ, this is KYNU. Nothing hurts. KYNU, clear.
County, MJS, plus. KE8RX, I'm testing and clear. WAVD mobile.
KCKJO. DMR's a little quiet today.
He says the Q word.
Yeah, but it's not dispatch.
I don't know. That still made the hairs on my neck stand up. How you doing there, Tom?
Alright, what's going on? You got a busy day?
Yeah, just trying to get things all finalized here for the set tomorrow and get all the important information sent out to the team and going from there. How's your birthday?
My buddy and coworker took me out to Green Lantern Pizza. So I got Green Lantern Pizza, and I had a salad, too. And it's just been a halfway decent day. You know, and then when I get home, you know, I think I'm probably going to have pizza again. Or depends on what Melissa wants to make, if anything. He's shopping today. You know how that goes.
Yeah, pizza's not bad. I've heard a lot of good things about that Green Lantern pizza place.
Yeah, it's not a bitter sauce. It's a nice, mild, sweet sauce. I like sweet pasta sauce. So, and it was tomato-y, so you could taste the tomato. You could taste the aromas in it. And it's got a lot of good flavor. And the crust is really good. You know, you don't have all the cornbread on the bottom of it. So, it's pretty good pizza. The best I've had so far is New York. And that was in New York. So, but Green Lantern is real good number one.
Yeah, good stuff. Good stuff. I mean, I gotta limit the pizza because I'm on a diet, but once in a while, it's not too bad.
Well, yeah, if I'm gonna have pizza, you know, I'm gonna eat good pizza. I'm not gonna go get Little Caesars or Jets or something like that. You know, I'm gonna have Green Lantern, or if I'm during lunch, you know, somewhere else, I'll find a Buscemi's. You get a Buscemi's original. You know, the one place I miss the most is the pizza factory that used to be on Grosbeck and Cass.
Never been there.
Oh, it was back in like 85, 86. You know, it was right there by the Parkway Cinemas when they were around. Yeah, that's how far back I'd be.
Yeah, I was still a kid. So I was born in 86. I mean, you know.
I graduated a year after you were born, 87. So that makes me 56 today.
Well, happy 56th birthday.
Thank you. There are days that I feel like a kid, and then there's other days that I feel like I can't get out of bed. You know, but I think that's all of us. I mean, whether we're in our 20s or 30s or 50s, you know, kind of crack. I mean, geez, my son is 33, and his joints have been cracking since he was 19 because he danced for 10 years. Are you working or are you home today? Because then I just pulled those 224s.
Oh, I'm home. I just did the one, but I was working nights. Let's see, I did my 24 Saturday into Sunday. And then I worked Sunday night, Tuesday night, and Thursday night. I'm whooped.
Well, I get it. You guys, you know, that's a rough job. One of those overworked, underpaid kind of things. My niece was a dispatcher for the county. Now she's a Rochester police officer.
Awesome. Cool. Good.
Yeah, she's on maternity leave right now. She just had a baby. But, yeah, after she graduated pretty high in her class enough that when she got hired in the Rochester PD, that the training academy asked her to come back and train a couple days a week, so that's an added bonus. She's a good kid. I love, she's my favorite niece of all my nieces and nephews. She's one of my favorites.
Awesome. Good. Well, Tom, I'm going to hop off here real quick. I got to head over to the EOC. But I heard John, and I wanted to wish you a happy birthday on the radio. And you're good for the set tomorrow, right?
Yeah, I'm riding with Tim, so I'm going to be the radio man and the scriber.
Good stuff, good stuff. Well, that sounds like a plan, and I'm looking forward to tomorrow. Hopefully it'll be fun, and we'll enjoy it and learn some stuff. But all right, I'm going to get off here. I've got to run out to the EOC and start getting things ready, but we'll chat later. You're on your final.
Well, I lost part of that, but I got you running to the EOC and get things set up for tomorrow. So I'll be out here for a bit. So keep me up anytime. 73 for now, KC at KGO.
KEANYU, that'll be it, Danny.
Hey, Wally, what's up?
I'm leaving now. So I'm going to be 4:11.
Okay, not a problem. I'm, Crash is just north of 21, so I'll be there a little bit. Mike's running late, too, so it's not a huge deal.
Okay, very good. Pulling out of the subdivision. There must be some heavy traffic because my GPS is showing red.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of homecoming parades today and different things going on. Nice weather and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah. All right. I'll see you in a bit. That'll be it, baby. Did you make it up? KCKJO?
Yep, I'm here.
It's a pretty van you got.
Why, thank you, sir. You have a pretty truck. Thanks for noticing, KCKJO.
I got a hole saw if you're ready. Oh, come on, that was funny.
It was funny. My coworker was laughing when you said it. He goes, hole saws? I go, yeah, for antennas on the roof. He goes, oh, yeah, right, like that's going to happen.
Your radio will work so much better.
Yeah, but then I'd have to explain why there's holes in it.
I don't know. I got it that way.
Yeah, I found it this way. It came from a dealer this way. You know, it used to be a patrol vehicle, and that's why the holes are in it.
It has the police package.
Exactly.
I cannot believe I'm sitting at this intersection.
Oh, it's not the one intersection you're sitting at. Well, you shouldn't be sitting. You should be driving, as a matter of fact.
M29 and St. Clair Drive. Washington Street, St. Clair Drive. Whatever you want to call it. People, I don't know. Well, I do know what's going on. All that construction in New Baltimore, all that road work.
Well, I'm sitting here at the light at 12 and 75. Hey, Sean, are you on DMR or UHF? KCKJO.
No one here but us chickens.
I don't have those yet, but I'm 5 minutes from the Saturday meetup.
You can't go to that, Tom. You got work to do.
Well, Sean's going to meet up with Dakota and when he gets off work, but I was cruising right by here, so I told Sean I'd meet him at the restaurant there that we meet up with on Saturdays.
Go ahead, Sean.
I have no chickens, but I am the turtle. Yeah, I'm riding out with Tim tomorrow, Wally, so I'm going to be the radio and scriber.
I heard that. I've been between working and radioing, I've been working on that code board, trying to perfect that a little bit better. Because it seems to be getting more and more, and every time I see a bunch of digits without a call sign, I write them down or snap a picture of it, and then I go look them up. So I make sure that I get as many contacts in these DMR radios as I can, the local contacts, you know. There's no reason to put 10,000 in it. Plus, I think Motorola radios will only hold up 1,000 anyways or something. I know there's a cap on it.
Well, as mine come up on your screen? I mean, when you come up, I think you're still in KP. I have to look again.
Yeah, well, whatever it is, that's all on me. It has nothing to do with what's being pushed. What's being pushed is 3204579, and then it takes that number inside the radio, and it looks it up, and then it says, ah. So if it shows NAKPP, that's on me or you. Just go in there and look up 3204579 and change it to WAPD-WALLY.
No, if it comes up WAPD, definitely. P25, Sean comes up with his number. It doesn't show his name on there.
Yeah, that's on me because I didn't put any contacts in on P25. And on P25, the DMR number means nothing. It's just an ID thing. So there's a little bit of symmetry to what everybody's using. That's all it really means on that. Because P25 does not go to Brandmeister, and I don't know if it did go to some connectivity thing. I don't know how that worked, but if it ever does become an issue, I'll figure it out and I'll make it work.
Well, just let you know it works in Lansing.
P25?
Yes, sir.
You have to look that up. Yeah, there's another frequency. You got to give me that radio or stop by, and there's another VHF frequency near the center of the state that we can put in there, too. So you'll have both. Because when I programmed all those, there was no thought in it. I just threw all the basic stuff in it and called it a day.
Yeah, I'll stop by after work if you're going to be home. All right, I'll be right back. I just want to push on.
All right, yeah, I'm heading to go meet with Dave. WABD. Are you there yet, Dave? Hey, BDZ. WABD. How far out are you, Mike? Choo-choo train.
GYNU to BD.
Just passing the sheriff's department.
Okay, we're on the lot waiting, so.
Okay, crossing roads now.
You guys going to the ELC?
Yeah, see what kind of wires we have.
I haven't been there since it was built. If you're still there when I pass by, then I'll wait for you outside and I'll give you the tape to play with or to change it out.
Yeah, I can throw some stuff in there for you. WBD is here.
So the question is, you hear me here? Are you hearing me here? I'm going to run in the HD, but I'm Luke Winter heading north with an HD, so I'm not really close to Mount Clemens, not really close to Detroit.
You sound good. I'm at 14 in the Quinder, probably just behind you.
All right, I just switched to Mount Clemens, statewide one. Still hear me okay?
Yeah, you're good, Sean. KCK Joe.
Okie doke. Should be able to run this one. So I've got a November 1 Delta Hotel India in front of me. N1BHI, right in front of me. No antennas on the car, though. Just the call plate. And it's a Michigan vanity plate, so it's not a call plate. Interesting.
Well, I could be reading HD, and he just got his plate from wherever N1, where's District 1 at? Is that on the west side? Or is that, yeah, or is that up in Oregon? I thought that was a zero.
No. I mean, it's going to be a name, N-I-D-H-I, NIDI. So, you know, it could be just a name, and D-H-I wasn't available, so you got N-1-D-H-I. Could be just a total coincidence.
Yeah, you could be right. The games do keep it interesting when you drive. So did you like the rutabaga and the pasties? I thought that was awesome. They had a really good flavor.
Oh, absolutely. It's, I mean, they're pot pies without rutabaga. So, have you had Barb's, by the way? I'm still going to stick to Barb's as my go-to favorite. And lucky for me, right? Because they're right here. You know, I would take any of them. But I think Barb's does a pretty damn good job.
Yeah, I got to do that next week. I think I'll stop by and get a couple. Them out. I still got one sitting in the freezer. I had to cut it in half. What I liked about Lado's is it was a nice crust on it. It wasn't doughy and it wasn't super thick. I mean, it was a there's a lot more inside of it than actually the wrap itself.
Petey. W. Victor Bangley acknowledged. Yeah, well, the gravy is, you know, they always have it in that cheap little styrofoam cup, and they, you know, sometimes they don't give you enough. What I found is they sell this stuff in the grocery store. It's in a jar. It's called au jus, and it's usually where they sell the gravies. Don't get the gravy. Get the au jus. Perfect. Anyhow, go ahead, Wally.
Yeah, I'm up here in the little office. I was just checking the handy talkie out to see if it would work.
Ah, you and Paul up there in the Comtechie building?
Yeah, Paul and the president, the vice president. They didn't play the song when we walked in, though.
Very good. Did Mike get an answer to his, or did you get an answer, I'm sorry, to your VHF, UHF antenna question?
We have not yet, but I am not going to need an antenna. So that's what I was testing here. So we'll have to see if Mike needs an antenna, but Paul said he can make it work.
Roger, Dodger. All right, very good. I'll let you guys tend to that. I'm going to pay attention to driving here. I've got to meet Dakota here in a few minutes and get my butt home and get my skivvies and just try to get some rest. Hopefully I got another kind of long couple of days here. I can just not do a whole lot of anything, and maybe this prednisone and all this other concoction that they gave me will finally knock this out. It's like in the room. All right, carry on. WAF.
Okay, if you're bored, you know where to find us. WAF.
KERZRI. I got some questions for you. ARPSC guys, over.
NAWRO, I can help.
Hello, Tim. NAWRO, this is Brian, KERI. What channels do I have to program into my DNR radio for this event tomorrow? So far, I have all of the MI5 for the whole state on TS1, time slot 1, but I don't have the special event ones programmed in there yet. I'm going to do that later on tonight, I think. What all do I have to have in here for the event tomorrow? Over.
Yeah, sure thing, Brian. It's going to be a game time decision which one we're going to be on, but right now we're scheduled for event 1, and if the powers that be tell us to switch over to event 2, we'll be doing event 2.
Roger that. Do I have to program channels for both time slots? Over.
Correct. It's kind of like emulating 5-1 and 5-2. You know how statewide 5-1 is time slot 1, and statewide 2 is 5-2, and it's time slot 2. Kind of the same thing. MI5 event 1 is talk group 5-3. And 5-3 is slot 1. And then it goes 5-4 is slot 2, if that makes sense.
Roger that. Yeah, okay, I got it. Yeah, okay. I'll program those in there into the radio later. Did you hear of me talking to N8LAX today? Over.
As a matter of fact, I did catch that QSO. I was out in the driveway with an HT. Prepping my vehicle for tomorrow, so I caught it, but I have a hard time jumping in from Richmond with that HT, but I did catch it, and when the time comes, if you're interested, like we were talking before, we'd love to have a coastie in our group, so you can just participate with the nets coming forward, and come to a couple of our trainings. I know you said that 7 p.m. on a Thursday may be difficult, but if you can. And then you can always join if you want. Just let me know, and I can send you the link. Or, you got the card. I think you got the card already, right? It's that email, the ARPSC, Macomb County, gmail.com. If you send our boss, Dave, a message, I'm interested more. He gives you even more information by, you know, email.
Yeah, that was my next question. Did you send it to me by email? I don't think I got anything. Maybe it's in my spam folder. I don't know. Did you find my email on QRZ?
So the way we do it is we just go by the FCC database like we did in the old days to get new club members. And I know we had a QSO before, but I actually found you on the roster that I sent the card to, but perhaps you didn't get it, because I'll be happy to resend it. Or I can just give you the email. I don't know if you're driving, but if you're not, I can give you the email address right now.
Yeah, no, I'm not driving right now. You can give me the address. I'm ready to copy whenever you are.
Stand by one second. I want to look at the list because I could have swore I saw your name on there. Hang on one second.
Roger.
All right, man. My eyes might be failing. Brian, what's your call again, if you wouldn't mind? Mine's NAWRO. I think you know that, but I'll ID. And go ahead with your call again. I'll write it down, and then I'll give you the website there or the email.
Roger. My call is Kilo Echo 8 Zulu Romeo India, KERZRI.
All right, if you could send just a message to, you know how our acronym is ARPSC, so it starts off that way, ARPSC, Macomb County, all one word, @gmail.com. Contact there would be Dave. Dave's call sign is Kilo Echo 8, Yankee, November, uniform. And just tell him that Tim sent you, and who you are, and that you're interested in more information. And he can give you that, and then he'll direct you to our website. And if you're really interested, you go ahead and just sign up. However you want to play that. But you might want to make contact with him, too, first by the email. NAWRO to you.
Roger, I got ARPSC Macomb County @gmail.com. Kilo Echo 8 Yankee November uniform. I will do that. Thank you very much, Tim.
Yeah, no problem. Anytime. Have a good one, Brian. NAWRO after you.
KEHZRI out.
NAWRO. W8BPD.
NAWRO. Another Brian. How you doing?
I am doing well. I didn't find out until noon today whether I was working tomorrow or not. That's why I didn't sign up for the set, because they put many of our plants on emergency status and they're forcing 7 days a week.
Yeah, Brian, no worries. If you can't do it, you can't do it. That's not an issue. So you're going to be working tomorrow then?
No, I actually found out that I do have tomorrow off.
All right, excellent. You'll check in this morning, just like tomorrow morning. Boss told us to stand by in 7.2 around 8:30. And he's also, did you get the invite? I know you got the FBI Discord invite. Did you get the invite for our ARPSC Discord group? There's a subtle difference. They overlap, but there's a little difference in that. But Boss is going to be talking on one of the event channels on our Discord page. Do you have access to that?
Yes, I do. I have access to that.
So I believe it was 5 o'clock. It's going to just be like an announcement, you know, just mute your speaker and just listen, kind of like when he gives information during our nets. But this will be very useful if you're able to join us tomorrow. And then you don't necessarily have to register. If you can find that the link, you can go ahead and register, but you don't have to. You can just check in tomorrow with the group, and then, you know, John will get you on the log, and you'll get your assignment, so, you know, what to check out. It'll just be dispatched to certain locations. And do you have that time-stamped camera app? Were you able to download that?
Yes, I have both the apps from the Thursday in-person meeting a week ago.
Perfect. And if I remember correctly, we did test your event one. There is a slight possibility we may be told to move to event two, possibly a game time decision tomorrow. So you have access to event two. EMR is optional. You don't have to, but I know you have it. So if you have access to event two as well, that'd be great.
Yeah, I have all six of the channels, and all statewide and all four of the events.
All right. With that, then you're going to be all set. Welcome aboard. It's fun. You're going to really enjoy it. I'm telling you right now. Appreciate you letting me know. Unless you got anything else, this is NAWRO with WABPD. Have a good one, Brian. After you.
Nope, that's all I needed. I'm at the dealership getting my oil changed, so my truck's ready for tomorrow.
Excellent. Yeah, I actually did a car wash and filled up on gas myself. Yeah, I better not start this thing with just a quarter tank of gas. So, yeah, appreciate it. NAWRO, I'm clear.
W8DDD, I will talk to you all tomorrow. I'll be standing by. Kilo Echo 8, Lima Alpha X-ray.
Hey, Dean, how's it going with you, NAWRO?
It's going good. I was actually just doing a series of multiple equipment checks. This one, I picked up a little extension cable so that I can use my externally mounted home base roof antenna for the HT, so I was checking that. And then also as a little tidbit for anybody who didn't know this, a gentleman at the meeting showed me that you can open up your settings if you have Android, and you can time and date stamp your photos right through the settings on Android.
Well, that would be perfectly fine, because we don't. It doesn't matter what how you do it. I know the One app does put the Latin Lounge on there too. So, but they don't really require that. It's just a time stamp and date stamp. So, however you get it is perfectly acceptable. That's good to know. I'm a iPhone environment, so but still good to know.
Yeah, I thought it was an interesting little tidbit. Some people might not like allowing apps to have too many permissions. I generally don't worry about it, but I'm also one of those people. So in situations like that, Android does offer also GPS tagging on your photos if you really wanted to turn that feature on as well. I will be adding a lip mount to my car for tomorrow's setup for analog. So I will probably be on the 7.2 testing after the meeting at some point here.
Oh, sure. Yeah, and I could assist with that too. I have it on. Happy to assist if you can't find somebody. And then I did have a question, totally optional, doesn't matter either way. But the volunteer that may or may not ride a shotgun with you tomorrow, is that positive or negative?
Give me 1 second. Let me yell down. Kilo Echo 8, Lima Alpha X-ray returning. I just yelled down, and yes, she will be assisting me.
Well, that's great news, and this is the secondary question is totally optional, only, if you and she would like. Is she interested in being placed on the roster as Auxiliary B? I think she's going to be Aux B. The other members, Aux A, is not able to show up tomorrow, so she's off the roster, but I could put Aux B on if you want. Totally optional. It's up to you.
What does Aux B mean, if you don't mind elaborating a little bit?
Not a full-fledged member, just an auxiliary member helping out for the day. Doesn't have to be a ham.
Sure, if you want to put her on. Do you need any information? I could send it to you private.
Just the first name, but with your permission, I'll just look that up on your record.
Yeah, I think I'd put her on there as emergency contact. Absolutely. I mean, you are the guy with the records.
Yes, I don't like to access them without, you know. And it's just the first name, and it goes right under your listing. And, you know, it's kind of neat to, you know, she's volunteering time. She is a volunteer, too, by the way. We get credit for that. So, and it's safer for you, so, because you've got a navigator. So I'll put her on, and that'll be the final roster probably. And you'll see it on Discord, as long as that's okay for you. This is totally optional, but as long as you're okay with it, I'll make it happen.
Oh, go ahead and make it happen. She's going to be with me for the duration of it, so, yeah, go ahead and make her an option.
Sounds good. Appreciate it. I will get back at the paperwork here, and we'll talk later. 5 o'clock to meet.
NAWROKEALAX. Thank you very much, and I will be on the meeting. And I'm certain that if I don't talk to you during my test, we will be talking tomorrow.
WADDKCKGO. WADDKCKGO. Wow, are you still out there? NAWROKCKGO.
Yes, sir.
I was just trying to see if Wally's still out there somewhere, or if, because I had the radio down, I was talking on the phone, so I didn't hear if he was still at the EOC or not.
Oh, I heard him out there earlier, but John and I were talking over on Discord, so I missed it. So I'm unclear where he's at right now. He was out here about a half hour ago.
Yeah, I caught him like, too many radios, too many volumes. No, I was going to stop by the EOC and give him his tape so he can update it.
Yeah, I'm afraid I don't know where he's at. I know the boss is there, and the DEC is there as well, and Dave will be doing his little meeting, Discord meeting from the EOC. So I'm not really sure where Wally's at right now.
All right, yeah, I'm going to have to stay in the area then, so I can get the meeting. I'm at Metz Parkway in Grosbeck, so I won't be able to hear it on the phone.
So my understanding is he'll just have a, I assume it's going to be on Event 1, and it'll be just like a one-way meeting, like, you know, like you briefed us during the Nets. So we will just mute our mics, you know, and let him give us all the good stuff for tomorrow. All right, Tom, let me get back to it. NAWRO, you have a good one. We'll talk soon, I'm sure.
All right, 73. I'll go over to Event 1 and on DMR and listen up, Casey Kidjo.
Did I say DMR? I meant Discord. NAWRO.
All right, Discord. 73. Casey Kidjo.
Hey, Tom.
Yeah, I'm outside.
You want in?
Yeah, you want me to bring the radio in?
It won't let you in. Somebody has to come get you. Hold on. WAD.
KJKJ.
Paul's coming to get you. NAWRO. WAD.
Yes, sir.
Do a radio check on Event 1 with me, please.
QSY. NAWRO copies. I'm listening here.
Hey, Tim, you still there?
NAWRO, yes.
Okay, I just sent Dave's radio up for color code.
All right, you want me to talk for a little bit so you can try? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Okay, thank you.
NAWRO.
KC8, is that KC?
KC8KGO.
WAD.
KC8, is that KC?
What's up?
Oh, you're on this one.
Yeah, 5-1.
Trying to find a gas station that gives me money back.
KE8, is that KC?
I was told that I was crazy, paranoid. November came and went, nothing happened, and liberals saying to the saying Tim Pool's crazy, he's a student.
CEDR, Clinker.
NAPZT, listening, statewide one.
WAAMIC, Andy Pucky, one.
NAPZT, listening.